بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعلت أم إسماعيل ترضع إسماعيل وتشرب من ذلك الماء. We were reading from the beginning of this hadith that how Makkah Sharif came to be inhabited, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came with his wife Hajira and their little son Ismail and left them there. And he left a bag of water, a skin bag of water and khajur dates. And he started walking away without saying anything. She asked, "Where are you going, leaving us in this barren land without anyone or anything here?" But he did not reply, he carried on. Afterwards he made, and then she asked, "That has Allah commanded you with this?" He said, "Yes." And then he went further on, and then he faced the Kaaba Sharif and he made dua. And the dua was so well accepted that right at this moment, Kaaba Sharif, around Kaaba, the Haram is full of the people making tawaf, etc. Safa, Marwa is full all the time. So this was that great dua and this great sacrifice. And they trusted on Allah Ta'ala. That is that iman of that level, that without, he just left his wife and little child in a barren land where there was absolutely nothing and nobody. And they also trusted on Allah Ta'ala. Hajira alayhi salam said, "Idha la yudhayyuna." That is, it's Allah's command, then Allah Ta'ala will not destroy us. Further, and then Ibrahim waj'alat ummu Ismaila turdi'u Ismaila, and the mother of Ismail alayhi salam was breastfeeding her son Ismail alayhi salam, wa tashrabu min dhalikal ma, and that water that he had left behind, they were drinking from that water. Hatta idha nafida ma fi siqai atishat, and when that water got finished, it was just one bag of water. And then she became thirsty. وَعَطِشَ إِبْنُهَا, and her son Ismail alayhi salam also became thirsty. وَجَعَلَتْ تَنْزُرُ إِلَيْهِ يَتَلَوَّى أَوْ قَالَ يَتَلَبَّطُ, and then this little child Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, an infant, he started twisting around or rolling about in the pains and anger, in the pains and difficulties of not having anything in his stomach, not even that water. فَانْطَلَقَتْ كَرَاهِيَةَ أَنْ تَنْزُرَ إِلَيْهِ, she walked away from there because she just could not see her son suffering in that way, and she could do nothing for him whatsoever. There was nothing else, nobody she could turn to, no medicine, no nothing. So she couldn't take it to tolerate to see him suffering like that. She turned away from there. فَوَجَدَتِ الصَّفَى أَقْرَبَ جَبَلٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَلِيهَا, and then she found the Mount Safa, which was not like today, we can't even make it out as a little mountain, but at that time it was a mountain which was just very near the Kaaba Sharif, and she found that to be the nearest to her. And in concern of her child, she was wondering and wishing that she can find somebody to help her. فَقَامَتْ عَلَيْهِ, then she climbed the mountain and stood on top of it and started looking around, that is there perhaps somebody that I can see and who can come and help us. ثُمَّ اسْتَقْبَلَتِ الْوَادِي تَنْظُرُ هَلْ تَرَى أَحَدًا, and she looked down at the valley at the bottom and looking, if perhaps I can see somebody who is here and who can help us. فَلَمْ تَرَى أَحَدًا, but she did not see anyone there whatsoever. فَحَبَتَتْ مِنَ الصَّفَى حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْوَادِي, then she came down from the Mount Safa and she came back into the valley where her son was, and she looked around there. رَفَعَتْ طَرْفَ دِرْعِهَا, and then she lifted up a little bit of her garment, a garment, that is her clothes, her dress she was wearing, she lifted it a little bit because she wanted to run again and to make it easier for her to run. ثم سعت سعي الإنسان المجهود, and then she ran like a person who is in distress, a person who is worried, in difficulty and pain, like that she ran again. حتى جاوزت الوادي, until she came to the end of the valley there, and she found this other mountain, the Mount of Marwa. ثم أتت المروة فقامت عليها, then she came to the Mount of Marwa and she stood on top of the mountain, climbed it and stood there on top. فنظرت هل ترى أحدا. And from there again she looked down that is there perhaps somebody. فلم ترى أحدا. She did not see anyone there either. ففعلت ذلك سبع مرات. In her great distress she did this 7 times. From Safa to Marwa once, Marwa to Safa two, back to Marwa three. In this way 7 times she ran between the two mountains. فقال ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه, حضرت عبدالله ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه says, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فذلك سعي الناس بينهما. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is that sa'i which the people do between Safa and Marwa. Yeah, again we see this great sacrifice she did and what difficulty she went through. But Allah loved it so much that Allah made it part of Hajj and Umrah. That whoever will go for Hajj Umrah will have to run just like how Hajira ran between Safa and Marwa that 7 times. A person's Hajj will not be complete, his Umrah will not be complete until he does not do his Sa'i. Again we see that difficulties do come, but if we make sabr and we fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, Allah loves it so much that he keeps that act also alive forever. So we all should try and make an effort that we should fulfill the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in all instances. And eventually Allah eases things up and makes things easy. But we are unfortunately very much in a hurry and we just want to take shortcuts and the easy way out. And then that causes us greater problems later. But obeying Allah's command at that time it might seem difficult. But at the end, the result of it is very good. May Allah give us all tawfiq.